Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Oh, don't we just? It's a show that we all grew up watching.
Yes, we did.
Neighbours has been going for 40 long years and the street is about to get closed down. Last show ever on the 1st of August. And they've been getting all the stars to return to Neighbours for the final episodes. But there's one star that they've forgotten about. He slipped through the cracks and I don't know how.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to take you back to a scene from Neighbours. Happened just a couple of years ago.
Damien Leith, we've been hanging out for this.
Me too.
Oh, I'm talking about connections. You'll be bringing the Stones out next.
Oh, yeah, just wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome Australia's own Irishman, Damien Leith.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, take it away, Damien.
Welcome to Charlie's. Here we go.
If I were him, I'd know your birthday.
Isn't that beautiful?
He's amazing.
He's really good. So, you know, we are hoping that this is going to be redone in real life. The cast and crew or the producers go, everybody, welcome back, Damien Leith. They reference you to the Rolling Stones.
I know. I mean, this. I just can't believe I haven't received an email yet. I don't know why, because we know everyone's getting invited.
That's right.
And, look, maybe you mentioned yesterday my email has changed over the years. Yeah. Maybe that is the reason.
I'm thinking maybe that's it. You've got a new phone number. But we're going to help. We're going to help get you back on Ramsey Street. We've got a petition. Mm-hmm. Jump on to wavefm.com.au. Sign it. Actually, that's what a little earlier, Mama Jude messaged me and said, oh, look, I'm away in the A-van, but can you jump on and sign on my behalf?
Because
we'd like to see Damien back on Lorraine Street.
Nat Bass has signed it.
Nat Bass has signed
it. She has signed it. We've got Barry Crocker, the singer of Neighbours. He'll be on the show later in the week.
He's going to sign
it as well. Interesting. Obviously, the cast and crew are coming back together and they're starting the film and put scenes together. A friend of mine actually works on Neighbours.
Oh, really?
All right. And managed to get some audio from the break room where Kylie and Jason Donovan were having a conversation. And clearly, they're hurt that I'm not going so far.
Damien is a wonderful musical experience.
Yes.
He gives the same performance every night. I'm passionate about Damien.
He's a natural with children. I could bore you senseless with stories about
Damien.
Yeah, it might happen.
Right,
who knows?
I absolutely love Damien. Been with me for a long time.
You didn't tell anyone.
I didn't tell anyone that.
That is actual audio of Jason and Kylie.
That is actual audio of Jason and Kylie.
That is their conversation, you know, and it has not been edited in any way whatsoever.
Well, that's right. I think your friend needs to actually show that to the producers and say, look, even Scott and Charlene
they want
Damien back on Ramsey Street.
They want Jason. Ian loves me. He loves me.
I know. He said he's kept you in the closet with him for a while or something and it's a secret. Is there something more that you need to tell us?
Look, I'm
we
not
want to
getting
get you back
right
on
now.
The street. Do we want to get you out of the closet?
Out of the closet. There you go.
Bromance is happening.
Right, it's real. It is real, guys.
Right, sign the petition. Let's get Leith back onto Ramsey Street.
So Kylie and Jason love him.
They love me. They really love me.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, I did something outrageous yesterday. Outrageous.
What did you do?
I didn't listen to my wife.
Oh, that's fraught with danger.
Dangerous territory.
Do you want to make it to the weekend?
Well, you know, I was hopeful that I would, but no, I denied my wife's advice.
Oh.
And I went on steadfast towards the tennis courts. All right, so I've started getting into tennis.
Yeah.
Something I haven't played for many, many years, okay? And the thing about it is, after the age of about 30, if you haven't done something for about 15 years, you start getting your body's. It takes a while.
So there's no muscle memory.
Oh, the muscle memory's gone.
The muscles have gone.
The muscles have gone. Things are just not how they used to be at all. Anyway, Eileen said to me, she said, you know, you're overdoing it. Because I've played a few times recently.
She
said, you're overdoing it. Be careful. You might injure yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
me injure myself?
Have you seen this body?
Have you? I'm a temple. All right, all right. I said something like that to her.
Yeah, my body is a temple. I don't doubt that.
It was something of that nature. Something like, Eileen, have you looked at me recently? I'm gorgeous. I'm a specimen of a human being.
I'm at the advanced on the Centre app.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm a pinup. I'm a pinup. So anyway, I went off and I played tennis again. All right.
After she said you might be overdoing it a bit, slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
She's got a show this Saturday at the IPAC too.
I do have a show this Saturday.
You need to be in fine form.
I do. But anyway, I went off and I played tennis and I was getting my serve, you know, and I thought, you know, stuff it, I'm gonna really try and whack the serve.
Yeah.
All right. And it was versus my son, and I threw the ball in the air and I whacked it. Oh, yeah. Just like that. That was me.
Sounded like someone throwing a rock in a pond.
That was me. I missed the ball. Oh, there I am. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. Where's the moment when it all went wrong?
Well, I'm still playing away there. But it was the best service. There was a coach actually there, Stuart.
Yeah.
And he happened to see the service and he commented. He said, wow, geez, Damien, watch out, Federer, Nadal, Perez.
Ellen Perez,
jeez, watch out. Anyone who would have seen that service would have gone running because it was that good.
Wow, did you ace it? I didn't realise they were called service. I thought they were just called serve.
It's whatever you want to call it.
You aced it, though?
I aced it. It was absolutely incredible. And, you know, I was so encouraged by the coach, I decided to keep doing it. And that's when it happened. I went up and I threw the ball in the air. And after knocking my arm out, and it is so painful. Like, it's painful, painful. Now I'm in that dilemma of, do I tell Eileen I've injured myself?
I'll get you an ice pack out of the freezer here at work. We'll ice it. Ice it and rice it. Go home. Pretend like nothing's wrong.
I can't let her know, can I?
Can I let you know? Which arm is it? Your left or your right?
It's my right.
You better learn to write left-handed real quick, my friend. You've got 3 hours.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
When you go to a club, you have to wear a shirt, maybe some shoes. There's a dress code, right?
Yeah. Yes.
How come I don't have dress codes when it comes to going to the shops?
Very true. You know what? You raise up a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
I was just looking at photos, doing some research for my celeb buzz this morning. And Julia Fox, I don't know if you remember her. She was famous for about 6 weeks. She dated Kanye West at the start of the year.
Oh.
Anyway, so she's had her 5 minutes of fame and she's like, well, I'm not with Kanye anymore. The camera's off me. What's a girl to do? I know. I'll go shopping. I'll go grocery shopping. In my underwear. That'll get people turning their heads. So she's worn like bra and undie set. So it looks like a Bonds, black Bonds bra and undie set.
Yep. Okay.
And she's gone to the shop. She has paired them with some knee-high boots and a slash bag.
Oh.
So at least, you know, she's accessorizing.
Gotta dress it up a bit.
Wearing your underwear to the supermarket. Imagine like going down aisle 4 to the chip aisle and there's some chick there in a knickers.
I'd be very popular that day.
Lots of dads have come home from the shopping with like 5 bags of chips and not much else.
Hey, honey, I'm going shopping again today.
All of a sudden, my husband really likes grocery shopping.
Well, you know, it is a thing, though, I have to say, because I've gone to Kmart a few times. There's a 24-hour Kmart in Figtree.
Yeah.
And it's great. You know, it's great having that. But there's a certain time in the evening when all hell breaks loose, actually. The bottom line is, I think after about 7 o'clock, you can really wear whatever you want. I've seen a girl going around there only about a week or so ago in pink pajamas. Mm. Now she was a young girl, like maybe in mid-20s. Pink pajamas. She had fluffy slippers on the whole through. They were see-through pajamas.
Oh,
as well.
So not even like your pink. I was thinking pink flannelette pajamas. Because I've worn flannelette pajama bottoms and my Uggies over to the IGA when you've got to scoot over and get something the last minute. So this is lingerie.
Yeah, you know,
we're talking Victoria's Secret catalogue pajamas,
like proper pajamas. You know, like nice, fancy
see-through pajamas, no less.
See-through, you know. So and then
she could at least throw on a robe on.
No, she wasn't wearing a robe.
No terry tailing robe.
No, nothing at all. And then around.
See, there's such a difference in life when you go to the shops. The young ones, as you called her in the 20s, the see through PJs. People like me, it is the terry tailing, like dressing gown.
Wrapped up.
The old flannel.
Terry.
Yeah. the good stuff.
Your Uggies as well, you know, or the Uddie.
Uddie, yeah.
They're all in Uddies. All going around the place in Uddies. Bare feet. I hate seeing people bare feet.
Do you reckon like there needs to be, should there be like a dress code? Like is there, you know, there's some things that should not be seen outside of the house?
Like if you arrive at Woolworths or at Kmart, they stop you and they go, sorry, mate. You got to go home, put on some clothes,
put on a Terry Taylor bathrobe like that chick over there.
Come back when you dress properly.
At least put a bra on.
Yeah, at least. Jeez.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, is it safe to say that parenting can be a difficult task?
It can be. Some days are good. Some days not so much.
Yeah, well, I told
some ways you need to call in the inventory.
well, you've got extremes because you've got Alani, who's already an adult.
Yeah, well, she's 19, yeah.
She's an adult, 20, I suppose, yeah. And then you've got little kidlets as well.
Yeah.
Youngsters.
8, 4, and 1.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, for me parenting, I've always regarded myself as the cool dad. For the obvious reasons, my good looks and my, you know.
Anyone who regards themselves as a cool parent, Jeff, generally isn't.
It's my great sense of humour at home. It just drives them wild.
I can imagine. Is it as funny as you are at work?
It's actually not as funny as work. Yeah,
well.
I normally back it off when I'm at home, you know. I don't want to overdo it with them. No, but, you know, I've got to say, okay, so I've got two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Both teenagers, and then Kiki is on the cusp of being a teenager. Mm. She's 11. Mm. But with the boys, you know, as I say, I've always been the cool dad. You know, no one's actually ever said that to me. But I find these days in the teenage years, and you might have experience with this because you obviously went through it with Alani. She is 19 now. Did you find that from one day to the next, it's just a mixed bag? I mean, one moment you're on top, you're flying high in the sky. The next morning, you're like the worst person in the world.
Ugh.
It's like, what happened overnight?
They're like pendulums, teenagers. Well, teenage girls are anyway. Like, they're like pendulums, you know, like they'll go from one extreme to the next. One minute they're all lovely and happy, and then something will happen and they turn on a dime and they're cranky, they're not talking to you, and then the next minute they're happy, they're loving, and you don't know where you stand from any given moment. It's not from day to day, it's from minute to minute.
It is. No, that's actually so true. It is from minute to minute. You can have an incredible moment, all right, and you're all sitting together and it's all great, and you walk and you say, I'll be back and going to the toilet. You come back and it's like someone just dropped a bomb in the room.
They're a different person. They're morphed.
It all just transformed in moments, and it can be quite stressful because it really it impacts the whole household, doesn't it? I mean, those kind of mood shifts.
Yeah, they're like Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah.
So my question is to you, what should I do, Jay?
All right.
Just give me an answer, okay? I just need a way of dealing with these ongoing troubles.
Well, so what thing that we actually established the other day, because like Alani, as far as teenagers go, she'll love if she hears me talk about this on the radio. If I compare Alani to myself, I was a rat bag. I was so naughty. I did all the wrong things. Things you could do, I did it as a teenager. Yeah. Whereas my daughter, she was actually lovely in comparison.
So
she's quite a good girl. But sometimes she can get moody. And sometimes it'll happen over nothing. And then I'll be like, what's wrong? What's happened? And she's going, nothing's happened. I don't want to talk. And then so we established, I said, look, she goes, I just don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk. And the more you come in my face, the more annoyed it's making me. And then she goes, sometimes I just feel annoyed and I don't know why. And I said, okay, well, you just need to say to me, I'm not in the zone, Mum. And then I'll walk away from you. And we won't have a fight about what has happened or not happened. So that's our thing. So now she'll just go, I'm not in the zone. Or she even bought this little octopus and it's got like a happy face, and then you turn it inside out and it's got a sad face. And she goes, I'll even use this, Mum. If I'm not happy, I'll put it into the unhappy face and you'll know.
That's good. Where can I get one of these octopuses?
She got it from the supermarket because I was like, well, maybe everyone in the household will need one.
So
now we'll all walk around with a little octopus on our head. beds.
I love this octopus idea. I definitely want one of these.
Well, maybe that'll work. They're my only tricks of the trade. That's all I got. But if you want to know if it's like with an unruly teenager who might be, I don't know, doing naughty things like skipping school or sneaking stuff out of the liquor cabinet.
Oh, jeez.
Here's Mama Jude's number. You call her.
Oh, yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train.
Yeah.
Is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Okay, we're checking out a few of the stories making headlines today. A few of these. Wingsy from the newsroom has kind of kicked to the curb, but we'll dust them off and have a bit of a run through this one. Hey, I know you've been following this in celeb buzz, Jade, but the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. Look, out of yesterday, they discussed conflict that they've faced during the marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, Heard actually testified that the pair used a special word, couch. Bit of a safe word that they used to use during their fights.
Couch.
I guess
couch.
Instead of using,
ouch,
swear words, they substituted that in for
couch.
Oh, couch!
Out of all the words. And it's when they argued, right? So you're having an argument with someone and then what? If someone goes, couch, it's like saying jinx, and then the other person can't talk. You're not going to stop mid-argument because someone said couch.
That's how it worked.
That's how it worked.
You're a son of a couch.
Yeah. I thought it was like safe word, in the bedroom, people have like a safe word.
Okay. Well, look, in your household, so maybe it's with your partner, with your kids, you got any special little secret words that you use that only you guys know the meaning of?
My safe word, I've got a headache.
No. You're backpedaling.
I was just being funny or trying to be anyway.
Oh, yeah. Alan and I always used to use the word insurance. If anyone came along, if we were talking about anything at all, if people walked into the room, we'd go, yeah, and don't forget to do the insurance. And at one point, like years ago, the insurance was coming up lots.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've noticed we don't talk about the insurance as much these days.
Your policy's lapsed.
something's changed.
Yeah, those premiums, it was too expensive.
They didn't perform like they should have.
Hey, look, here's one. A Florida woman has been caught speeding and told police that getting arrested was actually on her bucket list. Now, this is last Thursday. Janaya Douglas arrested in Florida. While most drivers don't plan on getting arrested, clearly, according to the...
We're going to deny
bail. According to the Monroe County Sheriff, it was actually on the 19-year-old's bucket list.
That's
so
funny.
She's been quoted as saying, since high school, it's been my dream to get arrested.
Wow, how aspirational.
High achiever. So question for you guys. Yeah. What was on your bucket list age
19? Oh, at 19, I want a white Christmas. I wanted a white Christmas at 19. I still want a white Christmas.
You
I haven't ticked that off the bucket list yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You wanted a white Christmas, geez.
Yeah, 19. Oh, also wanted to live in Sydney. Did that.
Good.
I lived in Darlinghurst. And also, at 19, you know what I wanted to do when I was 19? I wanted to kiss a girl.
Oh, jeez.
I could say I'd done it.
Wow,
and
okay.
I did it.
Ooh.
At Splash's nightclub in Wollongong, actually.
Oh, there, a little pash.
It was with a friend.
A little friend,
And then Katy Perry brought it out in a song.
Oh, actually, when I was 19, my bucket list was also to kiss a girl.
how did you go?
I had to wait until I was 27.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.